I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. With official sanction from Philip V of Spain, in 1706, a settlement was established on a big bend of the Rio Grande at the foot of the Sandia Mountains. The city of Albuquerque celebrates that founding every spring with entertainment at the heart of the settlement, Old Town Plaza. The 2015 Fiestas de Albuquerque take place on April 18th. And helping to put it together is musician and historian Chuy Martinez, event supervisor for the City of Albuquerque's Cultural Services Department. Chuy, the fiestas are certainly an entertainment, but they're also a way of honoring the cultural traditions of Albuquerque.
Yes, the fiestas are there because they're traditions. Traditions are something that's embraced by the community and something you cannot change. So fiestas are very, very important. It's a combination of the different eras that we celebrate. So the fiestas are celebrated with a blessing on that day in the morning, the blessing by the Native American community, followed by the Spanish, which came after that. Normally, for Spanish, we have flamenco, dancing and music. The Native Americans bring in, aside from the blessing, their dances. Then we have the Mexican tradition, mariachi, folklorico. Then we have the statehood, which are represented by cowboy music, contemporary type of music. We're well represented. And aside from that, we have a lot of activities for children, lots of food, that's for sure. Lots of food. And this year, we have groups like Border Draw, which is a great group that's going to be performing, along with Mariachi Tradicional, Saving Damsels, and our headliners will be Sorella, which is a group of young women.
From right here in Albuquerque?
Everybody's from Albuquerque. That's another thing that we're doing. Old Town is not just entertainment. It is an incubator, as you may say, of economic development. There's an opportunity there for a combination of hiring people from Albuquerque and also drawing people from the community to the businesses.
Right.
So it is, it's an opportunity for us or the city of Albuquerque to work in all those different areas. At the same time, we're giving the people what they will appreciate as far as the cultural aspect, the music, the dance, and all that. And also for the kids, for the families, lots of activities.
Right. So it's geared for all ages.
It is.
When you engage the musicians, Chuy, do you give them instructions about what kind of music to play and what kind of audience they're going to be playing for?
Well, we normally choose the musicians that we think that will fit in. And every year we have different people. Aside from that, we also have the celebration of the Founders Day.
Which has always been a part of the fiestas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The founding families, they have the flags of all the different founding families. They do the proclamation at the statue there. That's Francisco Cuervo y Valdez established La Villa de Albuquerque. And also, it's like a whole different world when you go into Old Town. The peacefulness that exists there. You go from Central Avenue or from Mountain or Rio Grande into Old Town, and immediately everything stops, slows down, and then you take it all in. Yeah. It's just wonderful.
Now, why look back, Chuy? Why not celebrate Albuquerque's birthday with music and culture that is representative of today?
Well, we do that. We combine that. But we feel that in order to value what we have today, we have to include what we had yesterday or where we come from, the things that are there for a reason. And preserving the history means we don't have to recreate it. So it's important not just for the general public, but different generations, including the new generations, children. That's why we do a lot of activities for families, so that that new generations can learn from that.
This is one of the events that the Cultural Services Department has planned. What else is coming up a little bit later that people might be interested in?
Well, there's actually, before Fiestas, we kick off the season with Elvis live on the plaza.
Elvis
Presley. You know, Elvis stay there at the Butterger's house. Butterger's mansion.
Near Old Town.
Mm-hmm. It's a bed and breakfast. He stayed there 1965, before he went to the Armory, where he did his last show here in Albuquerque. So we have a costume contest and a karaoke contest. And then we have special guests, you know, people who have been doing it for many years.
And so what date is that, Chuy?
That is on April 10th. This is a Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. There's also going to be a lot of food, you know. Elvis' favorite food, like bananas and
peanut butter and
peanut butter and banana sandwiches and other, you know, great foods.
And is that in Old Town?
Okay. Right there at the gazebo. And aside from that, we have the summertime in Old Town. Throughout the little placitas, you know, the patios and all that, we have music. And
Live performers,
yeah.
Wow. And this whole schedule is on the website.
It's all on the website, yeah. And aside from that, you know, we also have events all year long, all the way through to Christmas.
So this is not just great for people who grew up in New Mexico or in Albuquerque. It reestablishes their connections with the culture that they grew up in, but it's also great for people who have recently moved to New Mexico. It's a great introduction to the culture that they are now a part of.
Especially for those people, because we want to educate people. It's not just entertain people. You know, once people understand, then the perception changes. Everything has a purpose.
Musician Chuy Martinez of the City of Albuquerque's Cultural Services Department is helping to organize the city's birthday celebration, Fiestas de Albuquerque, Saturday afternoon, April 18th, in Old Town. For information, visit cultureabq.com or call 311. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.